Well, this is Severe Weather Awareness Week, and we're going to talk about that this morning with Mike Kennan, who is the Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator, and with us here this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Severe Weather Awareness Week. We kind of take it for granted. It happens all the time this time of the year. Folks in our profession, we go through the drills. In your profession, you go through the drills. Law enforcement in general, they do a lot of that kind of stuff. I don't know how much the general population typically pays attention to what happens, and they just depend on us to go through all the motions and things to make sure all the systems work. That's not the way it should be, though, is it?
No, well, that's true. And that's why, quite frankly, you talk about people's attention span for it. That's why we really focus in on our tornado drill that we will have as part of the Awareness Week.
From an equipment standpoint, of course it makes sense to do this each and every year. Things can change.
Sure. You just don't know how things are going to react. We've tested our outdoor warning sirens in a lot of our towns throughout the county this last week. And this will, make it known that we, those are all working and have people listen for them and know what they sound like and all of that.
Law enforcement, local police departments, sheriff's departments, fire departments, all the people that we depend on all the time, they all take this very seriously. It's an important drill for them.
Sure. We have, every fire district in our county will be out and about making sure that their siren is working. In some cases, they'll shut the siren down during the event, absolutely, they want to make sure that those sirens are working for them.
Well, and equipment can fail.
Exactly.
Things don't last forever, but it's more than just the physical equipment on top of a pole somewhere. It's all tied in anymore. Technology has changed in your field as well.
Exactly. We have the National Weather Service, when they issue a warning, that information goes out to, our NOAA weather radios that are out there. So those are activated. Also, our comm centers in each of the counties. So our county will get a teletype of what is going on and all the things that are in a warning that you see on the Weather Service online page. And we also, of course, there's those mass notification mm-hmm. systems. We have a couple different ways we can get those. We have the Cass County Emergency Mass Notification System, and there'll be an automatic alert issued on those. So if you are registered, you will get that, and we'll want to know if you don't, obviously. That'll just be another test in this whole process.
Well, first of all, teletype, really? You're going old school on us.
Well, it looks like they call it a teletype, but it looks like an email that comes
right
across in front of the dispatcher, so they know what's going on and they can dispatch
yep.
what's happening out there.
Ah, the good old days. But you mentioned the mass notification system, texts, emails that go out. If people sign up, it's not automatic. The siren you can't run from, it's there.
Right.
But the texts and the email service, that's a bonus service that's made available. You guys invested in that, a year or two
yeah,
ago. Did you get a lot of people that registered?
We're over 1,000 people in the county, but there are a lot. There's certainly the opportunity for a lot more, because think about how many, I don't know specifically how many cell phones are in this county, but I'm guessing there's more than 1,000 or 1,500. There's a lot of room for growth there. It's a very easy service to get signed up for. You can go on to the county website, and there's a link there. You can go on to the Cass County Emergency Management Facebook page. There is a link there. I have had numerous people call me because they didn't have the capability. They don't have a computer, and so they're like, can somehow I get walked through the registration process? That's not a problem. They've called me. I bring the page up, and we just walk them through the different things that they want. And it's a customized service for you. You're not going to get every solitary thing under the sun unless That's something you want. And you're not going to get warnings. Say there was a boil order in Messina, and you live in Atlantic, and you're, you know, that's something that's not going to, you know, and, you know, doesn't interest you, you're not going to get that warning. But if you live in Atlantic and you have family in Messina, you check off that box as getting those warnings, and you'll get them. And as far as the way the weather service works, the address that you put down in the system, that's how they determine whether you get the different polygons that go out there from the weather service. That's how they determine whether you're in there or out of the polygon and how you get the warning.
Now, you can do text, email type thing.
Correct.
We talked old school. For folks who are old school, have landlines, is it available for them or only for folks who have cell phones or email service?
Landlines are automatically on the system.
Perfect.
If you have a landline, you are going to get that message, and it will leave a message. If you have an answering machine, it will leave that message on there. A lot of times, though, for instance, this will go out at like 10:15 Wednesday morning. Will mm-hmm. be the drill, and not a lot of people are by a landline, and so we get statistics back to us later, and the text messages that go out to cell phones, 100%. Received. Landlines, way less. It's in the 25-30% received range. And so we really encourage people to get those cell phones, because that is, it's in your pocket. You get that warning in your pocket. You're going to read it, and you can act on it when you see it.
You bet. And with regard to that process, pretty easy, pretty quick to sign up.
Yeah, I'm sitting here with an 8x10 sheet of paper in front of me. It's basically putting your name down, your phone number, your email address, if that's how you want. If obviously you're not going to ask for an email address if you're not going to get emailed. Mm-hmm. It goes through the different severe weather or thunderstorm watch, the severe thunderstorm warning, winter storm warnings, those type of things, and you click off, you just check off the ones that you're interested in. And you check off the communities that you're interested in, and then it's just your address, and that's the extent of it.
That's very easy process.
It's really quick, and you hit submit, and you're in the system.
And no matter where you are, we're spread out anymore. I mean, there are plenty of folks that, say, for example, live here in Cass County but might work in the Omaha or Des Moines areas during the day or somewhere in between. But they still want to know what's going on back home.
You're
going
to get that message. Now, this is a little different than the wireless emergency alerts that that some people are used to getting. If you get those Amber alerts that, someone in Nebraska, there's an issue there, and they've issued an Amber alert here. Your phone does, it vibrates and makes noises you've never heard out of your cell phone. Those are the wireless emergency alerts. That's a federal program that, and they also work with weather. If you have a tornado warning and you are driving through Nebraska and you're at York and the tornado warning's for, York and surrounding area, you will get your phone doing that, and so it's a different program. This will warn you of what's going on locally, and it will cover some other things that maybe you're not used to thinking about, a boil order, or say we had a fugitive that was a gunman that was in a neighborhood in Atlantic or some surrounding, but yeah, it's really nice to be able to issue that warning and tell people you need to stay inside and shelter in place and not be answering your door, and this is why law enforcement is in your neighborhood.
You bet. So when you get those notices, it's good to take a look at them, be aware of them. Absolutely. And then perhaps turn on your favorite radio station for the details.
And that's the other thing. I mean, this warning, we have 144 characters to get out there. It doesn't take you very long to get 144 characters.
Doesn't.
All you can do is really say, yes, there is something occurring that is affecting you. And then you need to go and find some more information in the radio station. We've got great partners. Yep. With emergency response with our radio stations.
Yep. And if this Wednesday, as you mentioned, is the mock situation. We're going to go through the drill. What should folks do at home or in their businesses?
Well, we'd like them to react the way that they would normally react if there was an actual tornado. In the courthouse, we have done that. It's kind of nice. We do the things that we would do. We collect everyone. We get to the area that we need to be in the basement of the courthouse. Businesses and individuals should do the same. They should think about beforehand, today, tomorrow, think about what they would do, and then do it when the time comes. Get to the lowest level of the building that you're in. So if you don't have a basement, get to that lowest level. Get into an interior room. Get under a table. Cover up with a blanket or something that protects you. And if you do have a basement, get into that basement. Get into an interior room of the basement and get under something sturdy.
Your circumstances, maybe your workplace, maybe you've changed homes since the last time you thought much about it. Where is the safe place to go? All those things you should know. We all did it in school. Remember the drills we always used to have? It was fun because we got out of class for a few minutes. But it was important stuff because we needed to know where to go when we assemble. So whether it's nursing homes or other public facilities, places where people gather, businesses, homes, mm-hmm. you need to know where you're supposed to be at any particular time because you never know when these things are going to happen.
Exactly. And at the very least, think about what you would do. I mean, we know people can't always participate fully, but, you know, get it in your mind that, yeah, you know. And we've been fortunate. I mean, we've had things that have happened the last couple of years. Lake Panorama a couple summers ago, they had a couple of tornadoes go through. Last year in Adams County, you know, we've had some near misses. And so it's not like things haven't been occurring. They just haven't occurred right here.
Well,
and so we need to think about it.
And, you know, we all depend on our cell phones so, so much. But, you know, if, for example, a tornado would come through the area and knock down cell phone towers, you can't get a hold of your loved ones now on your cell phone. And what are we going to do? You know, we depend on them so much. When they're not there, what happens? How do you get a hold of folks? Do you have some plan set up when the kids are at school, you're at work, and the spouse is also at a different workplace? How do you coordinate between all of you to make sure everyone's safe? You know, think about all those issues.
Right. And those are personal things that you should do. Where do you have someone that you can contact, you know, in town, that's a third party that you can kind of triangulate and get back. But those are all personal issues that you need to probably think about.
Run them through
before they happen.
You bet. Even if you don't do it physically, do it in your mind. Think about what you would do in those circumstances, and pay attention on Wednesday when we do that drill.
Exactly.
Very good, Mike. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.